Harper Audio presents Hard to Hold On To, a Hard Ink Novella by Laura Kay. Performed by Serafina Valentine. Dedicated to all those who serve and the people who love them. Chapter 1. As the black F-150 truck shot through the night-darkened streets of one of Baltimore's grittiest neighborhoods, Edward Cantrell cradled the unconscious woman in his arms like she was the only thing tethering him to life. And right at this moment, she was. Jenna Dean was bloodied and bruised after having been kidnapped by the worst sort of trash the day before, but she was still an incredibly beautiful woman. And saving her from the clutches of a known drug dealer and human trafficker was without question the most important thing he'd done in more than a year. He should feel happy, or at least happier. But those feelings were foreign countries for easy, had been for a long time. Easy, for his initials, E.C., the nickname had been the brainchild years before of Shane McCullen, one of Easy's Army Special Forces teammates, who now sat at the other end of the big back seat wrapped so far around Jenna's older sister, Sarah, that they might need the jaws of life to pull them apart. Not that Easy blamed them. When you walked through fire and somehow came out the other side in one piece, you gave thanks and held tight to the things that mattered. Because too often, when shit got critical, the ones you loved didn't make it out the other side. And then you wished you'd given more thanks and held on harder before the fires ever started raging around you in the first place. Easy would fucking know. The pickup paused as a gate whirred out of the way. Then the tires crunched over gravel and came to a rough stop. Easy lifted his gaze from Jenna's fire-red hair and too pale face to find that they were home, or, at least, where he was calling home right now. Out his window, the red brick industrial building housing Hard Ink Tattoo loomed in the darkness, punctuated here and there by the headlights of the motorcycles belonging to some of the Raven Riders who'd helped Easy and his teammates rescue Jenna and take down the gangbangers who'd grabbed her. Talk about strange bedfellows. 5 former Green Berets and 20-odd members of an outlaw motorcycle club. Then again, maybe not so strange. Easy and his buddies had been drummed out of the army under suspicious, other than honorable circumstances. Disgraced, dishonored, disowned. Didn't matter that his team had been seriously set up for a big fall. In the eyes of the U.S. government and the world, the 5 of them weren't any better than the bikers they'd allied themselves with, so they'd have a fighting chance against the much bigger and better armed church gang. And when you cut right down to it, maybe his guys weren't any better. After all, they'd gone total vigilante in their effort to clear their names, identify and take down their enemies, and clean up the collateral damage that occurred along the way. Like Jenna.
Easy? Easy! Hey! E?
The voice reached him as if he were underwater, distant and indistinct. Blinking out of his thoughts, Easy turned to find 3 sets of eyes staring at him. Shane was already out of the truck and offering a hand to Sarah. From the looks on their faces, it was pretty clear they'd been trying to get his attention for a while. Derek DiMarzio, another of his former SF teammates, had turned in the driver's seat to look at him too.
"Okay, man?" Mars asked, his expression unusually serious. Normally, the guy acted like he was on a perpetual sugar high.
Easy was so far from okay, he didn't think he could get there with a fleet of cars and a limitless gas card. He gave a nod, popped open the door, and carefully guided Jenna and himself out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?